One time someone took a picture with me. She was like, girl, like, I'd love to take a picture. I'm like, okay, cool. And she takes a picture with me and she turns around and then she tells her friends, I don't know who the f- she is. She's on TikTok or something. I was like, you couldn't wait till I was out of earshot until you said that. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Comment Section Show starring me, your favorite girl in the entire world. You don't have to tell me. We already know. And today I am joined by one of my all-time favorite people on TikTok, one of the funniest bitches alive, Adeep.
She says, woo, 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 like, woo. I don't feel special.
It doesn't make it any less true.
I just feel like you say it every time.
You know what's funny is I handpick everybody.
You think
I could put someone who's not funny on my show?
Okay, I'll take it.
Get out of here. Then my back would ache from carrying this load by myself. There's no way. I'm so happy to have you.
I'm screwed. The way my chin just touched it, I'm so sorry if you heard that.
Sorry. You're so funny.
I'm screwed. I'm
I
so
love
excited
that about
to
you.
Be here. Also, I'm obsessed with your wall.
Thank you. Thank you.
But I'm honestly so excited to be here. She's taller than me. I'm very, very upset about that.
How tall are you?
Platforms. It's honestly fine.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'4".
Are you really? I was going to say, no way. You're taller than that.
No, I'm 5'9".
Yeah, see, everyone...
And like one quarter. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I don't know.
Everyone thinks I'm 5'4". Google says I'm 5'4".
No, she's honestly, I think, what, 7'3"?
Me and Shaq are about eye level, so yeah, I'm 6 feet.
You look on him, like you look down on him.
Yeah, on so his bald head.
Stop,
I love me. A,
don't say that.
I love me a bald head.
Stop. It's
listen,
not
contrary to what other people may say,
I'm screwed.
My dad's bald, so I can talk about bald people.
I'm screaming.
He gave me a pass. He said you can do this, and I said okay, thanks.
I'm scared of balding personally. My dad was bald by 19. So I feel great.
Like I'm sending
I feel,
you good vibes, though.
No, honestly, I pray every day. Like it's honestly fine. You know, like my prayer beads are on. It's honestly fine. We have to change them every few weeks. So it's honestly fine.
I don't remember when you and I started following each other, but I do know it was pretty fairly early.
Yeah, I
in
remember
both of our TikTok yes, journeys. Yeah.
I remember like you made a video that was literally like my roommate came into my room. She was just like, why are you dying? And I was just like, no, you don't understand.
I'm like, oh my God, like, which one?
I was like, bro, zinger. Like, it's so good. I love that. I'm not creative with jokes like that. Like, I could never, but.
you swear. You're so funny, though.
No, but I can't do, like, you know, like, setting up, like, punchline joke.
Yeah.
I could never. I'm so bad at that.
You're just, like, recounting it yourself in your own funny way.
Like, I did stand up in college, and I did, the first one went really well. Like,
really?
Yeah, because I just got run over. So I was just.
Lots of material to build up. You know what I mean?
So I just got.
We had a whole bank to pull from. I just gotten run over.
No, I just like really had it in me. You know what I mean? Everyone was like die laughing. I was like, oh my God, maybe I'm Kevin Hart now. Like, you know what I mean?
And
I was
I'm fresh off a hit and run.
No, literally.
What if you just constantly
she
went?
Ran but came back. So it's like fine.
What if you just constantly went to get hit by cars?
No.
You're just hoping you get hit so that you can start over?
Like twice in the same week.
Yeah.
But like by two different cars. But like three times total because the first car did run me over twice. She backed up on me. No, she was such a bitch for that. Like,
she like kind of hit you and then kept going. Just to
yeah,
make sure
like
she
stopped
you.
On my foot and I was like, reverse, and she was just like, oh, and then went forwards, and then I was like, okay, stop, and then she went back and I was like, okay, no, f- you, that was on purpose. Like,
yeah, the second
no
time was for good measure.
No,
she didn't get you
kind of ended it. Like,
so you did stand up.
I did stand up the first time. It was like great. Second time, absolutely miserable. Like I was in Tucson, Arizona. With all white people that were like very old, like retirement community.
So they like jokes like,
and they were like,
my wife. Sorry, I said the
like,
F word.
Racist vibes, probably.
yeah. Like bigotry is their
so
type
I was
of
just
humor.
Like sitting there and I was like, I got run over. They're like, are you okay? I was like, okay. Like, I'm my
You're like,
Hart
is this thing
done.
On?
Like, I was like, I'm not Kevin Hart, I guess. Never mind. And I never did again.
I mean, if it makes you feel any better, I don't want to do stand up. I get that. It's I get just- asked to do it all the time. They're like, you should do stand-up. And I'm always like, no. Because I just like, I don't think every funny person can do stand-up.
I agree.
Just because you're funny doesn't mean you can do stand-up. Because stand-up's like a whole art. Like, it's
like not just that, but it's like.
You have to study it and all that.
Like, punchline joke and timing. Like, that's so much energy. And like, I don't know how people can like like, I don't know about you, but I was scared in school to do a presentation. I don't know how you're doing a presentation in funny. Like, a lot of energy. But
I wasn't afraid to do presentations in school. No, never. I don't know if you could tell by my demeanor.
I just thought it was like a universal.
I'm not a very shy person.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty upfront and out there, unfortunately, for all the terrible men.
Period.
Like, I monetized it, unfortunately, for them. But speaking of you getting hit by a car multiple times, that's a great segue into our topic for today. Today with Adib, we're going to talk about storytelling, because that's how you got big. And before I started making Stitches of Dudes, like, that's how I got big too. Like, that's how the ball started rolling. I was telling stories. So, like, I love a good story. I love to exaggerate. I love to give context.
Like, okay, I hope this is, like, not too controversial to say, but, like, Tana Mojo. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But old school. Like, old school. Like, yeah. You know, like, I got F'd by
Yeah, like, like, hooked and enthralled.
Just a little bit hilarious. Like, I love the extraness of it all. But, yeah, like, I mean, screaming, it's Tana Mojo.
But you love to tell stories.
I love her.
Me too. But,
like, I love that vibe. And I feel like everyone that has that type of energy, like, you know, Tara's World?
Yeah.
She's so funny. Like, I love people that, like, have that type of energy and, like, go for stories.
Yeah.
But, oh my God, I'm screaming. You're so good at it, though. Like, I'm just saying. Like, I feel like no one cackles at my jokes or, like, my videos. Like, I feel like everyone's just like, you know what I mean? But, like,
like
yours,
a nose
I
laugh.
Laugh. Like, I'm laughing. Like, belly vibes.
Thanks,
noise complaints. Babe.
Oh, thanks, babe. And you have a cackle just like me. So that's good.
The way that's literally my top comment, usually.
We laugh similar?
At Drew, you and her laugh the same. You and her laugh the same. Like, honestly,
oh my God.
So much.
Twins. I know. I think that sometimes people think my laugh is not real. Like, they think it's
like
just
you're
for
faking
the jokes.
It?
Yeah.
She's not.
It's really, I'm really not. I wish I was.
Honestly,
wish I was
that good.
Honestly,
it would
be a
skill. Like, I kind of wish I could fake laugh on command. I feel like I would stomach so many more people.
I call it my white people laugh. You know what I mean? Like, my customer service laugh. Like, when they make a joke and then I'm like, oh my God. That's crazy. No, for sure. Anyway,
that's my favorite.
Every time I laugh like that, my sister goes, ew. And I was like, I gotta keep conversation light and going. Like, it doesn't.
Like, with older people, I'm always like, I always do the old people laugh. Like, like I love a good, like.
It's like a little chuckle. Yeah. It's like a nose
and
laugh.
And you have to go, like, lots of mouth noises for no reason. Like, I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah, they don't really get those guffaws out of me, but, like,
I'm screaming.
That's why I said I call my white people laugh, because they'll make, like, an out-of-pocket joke that I'm not really, I don't find very funny. So
I
I'm like,
love to make fun of people, though. Like, I love to sometimes just go with it.
Since we're talking about storytelling, right, with Adib, we're gonna, for those of you who don't know, what we do in the comment section is we like to take videos that I was tagged in or I've been sent, and we bring them here and we share the giggles. Today, we actually have a few that are our own videos, which is so fun because we'll get to show them. Typically, we don't get to show them.
I'm screwed. Now you're so flagged. You're like, no, this joke is really good.
I know, guys, I'm so funny, honestly. I'm like holding them, like, let's watch together. I hate watching. Have you ever seen people watch your videos in front of you?
No.
No.
Thank God.
Oh,
like,
my
when
God.
My friends try to do that, I'm like, no, like, go to the other room.
Watch it,
or I'll
like,
leave.
Watch it, like, tomorrow. Like, don't watch it in front
don't.
Of me.
Block me.
Because then I'm going.
Like, it's honestly fine.
I'm watching them, waiting for them to laugh at my jokes.
Oh, my God. I literally hate it because I'm like, if you don't laugh at, like, my favorite joke in the video, like, I'm just like, oh, my God, it's not even funny anymore. Let me delete that real quick.
All right, fine. I'll just delete my whole account.
But literally, like, I'm like, okay, like, no more posting, I guess. Fine.
Dude, I was just telling my family this the other day, but, like, sometimes when I get approached outside of, like, work or whatever, like, if I'm just at the store or something, people will come up to me and they'll be like, oh my God, like, I'm such a big fan of your content. Like, it's really sweet. And they're like, can I take a picture? I go, yeah. The amount of times I've had someone come up to me and they're like, okay. And they're about to pull up their camera and they're like scrolling through the apps, you know, like, they're all open. And literally all of the apps are all my profiles. because they're trying to make sure it was actually
I was like,
they're literally going, oh yeah, yeah, no, yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure. They're like closing all of them out, and it's literally my Twitter, my Instagram, my TikTok. Like,
that's so embarrassing.
A Google.
I feel like no one's ever checked that much. I kind of want that.
I think what I think it is because I'm so large and in charge in real life. Like, people don't think I'm as big as I am.
Yeah, like being 7'3" doesn't change. I feel like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard life out here. So when they see me in real life, I think they're like, there's no way that's her, because I'm just so much bigger than I think they assume I am.
That's so cool, though. Like, honestly, whenever anyone sees me in public, they never want to take a picture with me. Like, honestly.
Is that a read?
Like, if.
Y'all, is that like. Because
little,
I'm like,
if you see me, please take me a little bit. Like, dang. Usually they love to, it's cute. Like, they'll come up to me and like share stories, but like, no one asks for a picture. I'm like, okay, funny but ugly. It's okay. Yeah. I understand.
Dude, one time, one of my friends said that someone had approached her at Disneyland and then told her like how much they loved her. And she was like, oh my God, thank you so much. And then she was holding up her phone. So she was like, do you want to take a picture? And the girl was like, no. And that's my worst nightmare.
I would never.
So if you don't ask me, I'm not going
to
ask
you. Yeah, no, I won't. I would never. But like, it's just like a bit crazy. Like, you just came up to me, talked to me for 45 minutes. Not even going to ask a picture. Dang. Like, a little ugly. But dang,
like, they're like, but you're funny though. Keep it up, girl.
They're so nice about
that. I think like with me, sometimes they'll come up to me and I can tell that they don't give a fuck about me. Oh, whoops. They don't care about me at all, but they know someone who loves me and they recognize me. So like one time someone took a picture with me, she was like, girl, like, I'd love to take a picture. I'm like, okay, cool. And she takes a picture with me and she turns around and then she tells her friends, I don't know who the she is. She's on TikTok or something. I was like, you couldn't wait till I was out of earshot until you said that's that? It.
Like, you can... Me too. Like, I would do that too. You know what I mean? But like, just some courtesy. Like,
you
dang.
Know, what's the worst? When you get approached in front of older people. So like,
so funny.
Like, I'm talking middle aged and
it's
older.
So funny.
And then all of them are like, what like they. And then as soon as the fan leaves, they're like, "Do you like do something?"
They always ask.
And then I'm like someone literally asked me, "Are you like famous or something?"
I always say like, "I'm Ariana Grande's bodyguard."
What if you just said you were Ariana Grande?
Imagine.
Girl, I don't have my ponytail, so you just didn't. Yeah. I just didn't have my ponytail on. Like, that's why you don't recognize me.
I'm screaming.
Oh my God.
My wig is off.
It's me without REM beauty. That's why you don't recognize me. Dude, the amount of times, like, someone's been like, are you, like, famous or something? I just go, not really.
I just, like, I'm
nope.
No, I work for someone that is. I'm so sorry. I always say that. I'm,
I just like, go, I just like, say no. No.
I just can't believe that someone would believe that I'm a bodyguard, to be honest. Like, again.
And they're like, that makes sense.
Yeah, like, they'll just be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. They're no like, comment. Based off your look, yeah, that makes sense. What if they said that? It's just a read.
I would just be like, okay. Like, I mean, I guess, thank you. Question mark. Like,
they're like,
know.
Wait, so you believe me? Why? Do I look a certain way to you?
They gaslight me.
You start questioning them. What's that supposed to mean?
I'm like, no. I actually do TikTok. And they're like, no, you're a bodyguard. Like, no, I'm pretty sure you're a bodyguard.
They're like, okay, well, so now we're lying. when you start telling, well, actually, I'm a creator.
Gaslit. It's honestly fine.
When before this happened to me, and like, because my boyfriend bears like a passing resemblance to Aquaman. So before this happened to me, wait, and the movie Aquaman came out.
I was like, hold on.
Yeah, you don't know who Aquaman is?
I like...
Oh, one of the few people who's like too cool to know who Aquaman is?
No, so sorry. I just know him as the Game of Thrones guy, but I'm just sorry. Like,
okay, him.
That... I got confused for a hot second. Like...
Well, anyways, him, he looks somewhat like my boyfriend. Like, the hair and the forehead is pretty much where it ends. But
screaming.
But white people don't care. Like, they... So when the movie Aquaman came out, hell on earth for me and my boyfriend. We couldn't go anywhere without older white women being like, oh my God, you know who you look like? And knew it wasn't him, but they would still ask for a picture,
which
I find odd. Like, unless I'm on the Vegas Strip dressed as Bumblebee, like, there's really no reason for you to want a picture. You know what I mean? Like, you know it's not him.
Why the niche celeb, though? Like, why a performer?
Because it's like, you know it's not him, but it's like for the story, like you're a tourist. You know what I mean?
I feel like it's just so random. I don't know know why people do that.
Like, I don't know either.
Someone chased me down Melrose once, and they were like yelling, screaming my name, and I was like, "There's no way someone likes me that much. Like, I swear, like, there's no way. Like, I don't think my mom loves me that much. Like, there's no way."
And
I turned
they?
Around, and they were like yelling, screaming. They're like, "Your songs changed my life." I was like, "Huh?"
I was like, "Your songs?"
I was like, "Can't sing at all." But what do you
Who
mean?
They think you were
Benny Blanco.
I was gonna say Benny Blanco, but I didn't want to assume. Like, finally. Is the hair?
I don't know. I just was like, thank you so much for listening.
Benny Blanco, you're welcome for like keeping your name clean.
Like, I mean, I guess I just didn't want to disappoint. I mean, she literally ran after me, like on Melrose. It was hot. Like, I felt bad.
Benny Blanco? But
I was deeply offended.
You're like, is it just like the beard and the hair?
I don't know, but I'm upset.
You guys don't look anything alike.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't he like, you know, older?
I don't want to assume. And white, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I don't want to assume, you know. No, it's like a negative thing.
No, with my boyfriend, it was kind of the same thing. Like they would be like, oh my God, like they want to take pictures and they'd get weird and creepy. And so, like, I started getting annoyed because I don't like when people are weird and creepy. It makes him uncomfortable. That makes me mad. So, like, when they would say, like, you know, you look just like Aquaman, I started interrupting and I'd say, I get that all the time. That's crazy. And that joke didn't hit once. Not once did anybody laugh. They were always like, not you, him.
Oh, my God, drama.
And I'm like, no shit, bitch. I know you're talking to him.
Why, like, I just like, can't with the people that
I was all, damn, tough crowd. This thing on? Oh, my God. Screaming. Such a bummer. But
the old, like, ladies, they're just...
They don't care. Bad.
They just don't get it.
They put that pussy in the wind. They don't care. They don't care at all. They'll throw it at anybody that looks their way. They don't give a damn, which I respect to an extent. But also, when I'm at the Cheesecake Factory, I don't want to deal with that.
I'm screaming.
When I'm eating at the Cheesecake Factory, I want to be left alone.
I'm screaming.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just not the time and place.
Honestly, I was like, it was my first night in the UK. I was at Nando's, and I just like had to. I really wanted to try it.
Yeah.
And I was eating, and like,
and how
I
was it?
So good.
Really?
Like, actually 10 out of 10. It wasn't halal, so like whatever, but like it's fine. Anyways, I was eating.
So like you're canceled, but also
no, fine. Like the haram police will attack me, but it's fine. But what's it called? I was like sitting with my two friends and I haven't seen them in like literally like 6 years.
Yeah.
So we're eating like whatever, and these like this group of like girls comes up to me and they were just like, hi, like we follow you on TikTok, like blah blah blah. Can we take a picture? And
yeah.
I was like, mid-meal. Never happened to me. Like middle of the restaurant, they wanted a picture right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's really awkward, but sure.
Yeah.
So I do it. But when they came up to me, like when they were asking, my friends stood up to take the picture, like to pose instead of me, and they gave me the phone and they were like this, and then they were like, no, I'm talking to him. They're like, no, we know, but we're his friends, we're better, it's fine. And they were like trying to take a picture. The girl was pissed.
The joke didn't land.
That's what I'm saying.
The joke did not land.
Funny, like,
we can all laugh
a little bit, like, dang, like fake laugh at least, like give us a like something.
The way that they get so like, no, not you.
I know. And I'm it's like, it's I know, fine. Like I stood up anyway, like I promise, like I'm coming.
They're like, you're wasting my time, honestly.
Like, they get Nando's, chill.
You're like, chill.
No, but they were super nice.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. But you know who wasn't nice? The person who hit you with their car.
That takes us
to our first video. So this is basically a video of Adeeb telling the story of how he got run over twice in one day. And we're going to react to it now. So let's watch it together.
Today's my 3-year anniversary of when I got run over twice in one day. But I just found a video. So when I got run over, I was... It's just like a stupid sentence to say, whatever. Like, is it... Listen, when I got run over, I didn't take it seriously, okay? Like, I got run over. I was like, literally, my family's like in a different country, like, blah, 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 blah. Like, I was like, you know what? This is so stupid. I'm gonna make a Snapchat story out of this. Like, I'm sorry, but like, you know, getting run over right after you check out the gym, that's like a sitcom premise. Like, that's not real life. Like, I refuse to believe that. You know what I mean? So I was like, if that's gonna happen to me, the least I could do is give everyone a funny Snapchat story out of it. So let's get into it. My first Snapchat was just a quick announcement, you know? She ran me over. That's really it, you know? Then she started sitting next to me, right? So I was like, bro, why is she sitting right next to me in complete silence? Like, I can hear her heartbeat. Wallahi, it's too much. It's Ramadan. I was fasting, by the way. I just remembered that. This is when I started to lose it. Because, are you kidding me? Why were you crying? Why were you, like, she's just out of 3 hours into the waiting room. Why are you crying? Why are you crying? I don't care. This was funny. This was funny. I know Game of Thrones is done and, you know, dead and no one cares, but this was funny. I don't care. Side note, if you ever feel not confident, just shave your head and dye it. It's so fun to be in red for like a week or two. Well, maybe you're not. I got run over right after I did that, so maybe don't do that. Maybe it's like a bad vibe. I don't know. Bro, I don't care. I'm funny. I don't care. I'm funny. This is funny. I don't care. And lastly, the video, but it's a little bit anticlimactic because it's like 6 seconds long. So, you know, don't hate me. The way I'm triggered. Also, if I died there, my last words would have been yo. So I would just like to, you know, recommend that you think before you speak, because what if your last words were yo?
That was right before you got hit.
I was like, yo.
Because you were about to get hit.
So embarrassing. Like, I was just like, there's no, because to me, like, she was stopped. She was at a stop. Like, why'd you? So like, there's no reason for you to really run me over there. So I was like,
and she broke your foot?
She ran over my... So apparently I have an accessory bone. I don't know what that means. But okay. It shattered and I'm fine.
Did you ask her because she's a medical student?
I'm screaming.
What if you went in and she...
She drove me to the hospital.
Yeah, and what if she checked you in and she was your nurse? And she goes, I don't think it's broken. I think you're fine. I think you're overreacting, actually.
No, but like, I just... Like, have you ever been in... Did you, you know...
Ever get hit by a car?
Yeah, or run someone over?
Neither.
It's so embarrassing. Like, it really is embarrassing. They pick you up, like, because the ambulance is, like, what, $5,000? Like, you're not doing that. So, like, my they're sister, driving you.
My sister's laughing because my sister's been hit by a car.
No way. Twin.
My sister got hit by a car on a bike. And she's laughing because she's like, you're asking me if I've ever been hit. I'm like, no, but she has. And then she said she was so embarrassed she just got up and tried to Dude, oh my god, she called us after the fact, but she literally got in on the sidewalk. Like, she was were you walking or riding your bike? She was riding her bike and she got hit and she fell on the hood and like she like smashed the dude's windshield with her arm, and she said she was so embarrassed she got off the car and picked up her bike and she was like, I'm good, see you later. She started trying to walk away and the dude was like, are you okay? If she didn't land on his car, I think he would have took off. Like, he would have hit and run. But then she was like, no, you hit me. And then he was like, well, you're not supposed to ride your bike on the sidewalk. I'm like, not him gaslighting you. He's like, you asked for that. The way that, like, when she told me, I was so scared for her, but I literally, like, laughed so hard I started crying.
I'm crying.
That's what you're saying. It's so humiliating. She told me that was the worst part, was it was just embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing. Because, like, you don't get it. Like, imagine someone, like, you get to the hospital, right, which she drove you in.
Yeah.
Which, obviously, she just ran someone over, so she was, like, traumatized.
Yeah.
She parked on the side, started crying, while I'm literally, like...
she's like, not to pull focus, but I'm really sad right now. Like... Literally. My sister was like, I drove myself to the hospital. Didn't want to waste gas, so she walked. That's the most college kid shit, dude.
I have like, no words. I got run over in front of the gym, by the way. My first time going.
Were you trying to? Was that a sign from God?
I was so mad.
God was like,
oh my God, like, what is going on?
Girl, I'm trying to better myself, and this is how you think.
No, literally,
me.
Ran over. Like, no, but I literally, like, it's like, okay, like, that part is fine. Like, whatever. We get to the hospital. She has to get the wheelchair, and she wheels you in. That's so embarrassing.
Like a pregnant
and
lady.
And the nurses, like, start asking questions. And I don't know. Maybe she was just bold. Like, I don't really know. But she, like, they're asking questions. She was answering for me. Yes, ran over, like, down the street in front of the gym. Yeah. Yeah. Who ran him over? At me. Oh, okay. Like, dude, chill. Like,
just like she's, you're like, yep.
It's so humiliating.
She goes, how did you get run over? Did you, I think you, yeah, I think she backed up over me. Yeah,
and they
right?
ask multiple times. Like, they're like, who ran you over? And I had to just be like.
Like, this bitch wheeling me in the wheelchair.
It's so embarrassing. Like, honestly, I can't begin. When I didn't tell my family for a good year.
Why?
Like, because by the time that I told them, they were so they died laughing on the phone. They were just literally like, no way. Like, really? You got run over? Really? I was just like, I'm so sorry. It's not my first time. Like, I've done it multiple times in my life, unfortunately. It's honestly fine.
That's why I was like, that's never happened to me.
Like, my grandpa ran me over, like, maybe three times. Like, not under the car, over the car. You know what I mean? More okay.
Like, you, like, hit the hood?
Yeah. Like,
he just on purpose? Never sees
me and he doesn't look. And he's always parking and I'm always running. Just
every time he's like, every fucking time with this, like, every time with this, you're going to get in,
like,
my way.
Hood or, and I was like, or.
I say three times, that's on you. Like, I'm blaming you at that point. Three times, that's on you, buddy. I'm like, you are clearly asking to do this. What do you want, attention?
I'm a little clumsy. That's my issue. I lack awareness. That's the problem.
Clearly. Okay. If you've been hit multiple...
I have to say it like that.
You've been hit more than... the amount of times you've been hit is on more than one hand. I'm going to go ahead and say part of that's on you. Like, you're just like...
I just want to gaslight the cars. Like, it's not my...
Just throwing yourself in front of them.
I would never.
No, never. You're all just trying to meet friends. Is this not how you meet people?
I'm dead. No, I honestly, she's so embarrassing. Oh, yeah, she stole my bike, too. I just remember. She wanted to, like, erase evidence. I was like, would you bring back my half-broken bike from the gym?
I know, my sister's bike got smashed, too, by the car. It was so funny because she was already telling me that, because she went to college in Oregon. And so they're a big bike riding town, like walking barefoot everywhere. Like,
why Oregon?
Just why would she go there, or why are they like that?
The PNW.
Yeah, they're just big, like, big hippie town. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Love everybody, but like they're a big bike riding town too. So like bike she took was our childhood bikes, and they're beach cruisers. So they're not meant to go up hills or any sort of rocky terrain at any and it was like a bright yellow, her bike, and she was telling me already, like, right before this happened, she was telling me how much she hated her bike.
I'm screaming.
She was like, I hate this bike, it's so embarrassing. No, she took the money after they said, they were like, I can't really fix this, so she just kept the money.
Oh my god, I made her buy me a new bike.
She literally has not ridden a bike since. She's like,
stop, are you like traumatized? Did I mean it like that?
We already didn't like bikes. That just really nailed it home. But she has other stories where she's fallen off that bike. And she's like, I literally wanted to take it, just throw it over a fence. Like, just like, no, get out of here.
I understand. That's what I did to mine. Like, I threw it into the
bin. It's not in the stars for us to ride bikes.
No, but I still love it. Like, I got another one. It's just the old one broke.
You just, not like, living on the edge? I guess we'll see what happens.
It's so fun to bike. Like, it feels like you're on a motorcycle, but, like, less death risks. I got run over.
I mean, you, I don't know about that. I think the odds may be pretty equal. I just got my dad one of those electric bikes for Father's Day. Like, the ones that, like, you can either pedal or you can, like, gas.
He
loves it. My dad's a huge bike riding dude. Like,
does he have a, like, a actual motorcycle?
No. He'll never get a motorcycle, just because, like, I don't think we want him to have one, but he loves to ride bikes. So he's always like, we should go bike riding. I'm like, we don't like bike riding. Like, my entire family doesn't like to bike ride except my dad.
I love a good bike ride, though.
So I like it in theory, but then after a while, I'm like, I'm over this.
No, it's so fun. You get to,
like come see. Pick me up. I don't want to ride anymore. I don't want to ride anymore.
It's so fun. You get to see the scenery and run over.
And get run over, maybe.
It's so fun.
That's why I said living life on the edge. So the comments on this video, this first one, it says, you're so chaotic and I'm obsessed, which is, I think, pretty fair assessment of your storytelling. It's like chaotic neutral.
Like the whole chaotic label. I just feel like getting run over shouldn't mean chaos. It wasn't my fault.
You caused chaos.
Blame her.
She caused chaos.
That's what I'm saying. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You know what? It's funny. I used to do that on Snapchat too. That's kind of how I started, like, posting. I would, like, post stories,
story times,
rants. Same. So look fun. At us.
So cringe, though.
Like, I know.
I can't believe I used to do it for free.
You and me both, too.
The way I still do it.
You and me both. One time I posted, like, the longest Snapchat story, I think right before, like, Instagram stories really took off. But, like, I posted the longest Snapchat story about my first time doing jury duty and how upset I was. But it was mostly just, like, having to go through security. Like, this one lady, like, I swear to God, that bitch thought I was like carrying something in there. Like she said, this is the one. Like me, I had a crop top on. I was trying to get excuse. Like I was like, bitch, I'm 19. Like I'm not here to blow up the courthouse. Like she truly like was rummaging through my bags so severely that she broke half my shit. She made me open some of my tampons. It made me so incredibly angry. I like recorded like a 3-minute Snapchat story.
I'm screwed. That's funny.
And so like now when I look back, I'm like, that's so ridiculous. But like, you know, when you're younger, like everything makes you mad.
No, literally.
Like so upset to the point where you need to document it. Like that was.
I used to always make fun of everything because I'm like, I don't know, my family does that.
Yeah.
I feel like your mom's like that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like I'm like my family. Anything bad happens, like immediate joke for no reason. Anything. Like,
same. Anyone's
dead. Like dog died. Whatever.
They'd same.
Like, oh, hot dog.
Oh my god. You want to know a joke? Okay. This is so funny. But speaking of like dead dogs, so like my dog. My family had a dog. This is a story I would tell, and like I always know when it's gonna hit and when it's not. Because like white people like really don't like this story because they think it's like terrifying, but like my family laughed so hard when it happened. So like this, you know, this is like we deal with things differently. But like I had a bulldog, like an English bulldog. He was old. I honestly think he was haunted a little bit.
I'm screaming.
That's just my theory. I think he had something going on up here. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. My dad used to want to take him on walks all the time. And I'm like, that's like their breed does not like to walk, like especially in the heat, like if it's hot. Right? English bulldogs. I don't know what that
looks like. Is it just a regular bulldog? Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. They're just the target dog.
Bad dogs.
An English bulldog's like the big
I'm trying to imagine it kept
they're like the big the they're story. Big like chunky ones. They have all the wrinkles, they have big bulldog faces. Okay, okay, yeah, they're okay. They're really cute, but they hate walking because they just don't like to walk.
Oh, they don't breathe, right?
Yeah, so like my dad would insist on walking them all the time, and so like my mom was like, let's take him back to the house because he was like dying in the heat. They'd only been walking for like 5 minutes. Really? And my dog was like, I'm over this. That's like, I'm trying to go home. So like my mom was like, pick him up and let's carry him back to the house. So my dad picks him up and then he's like passed out. Have you ever seen a dog pass out? Oh. Yeah, he was literally like literally
like
so
out?
Yeah, oh. Yeah, so my mom's like, hurry, we have to take him home, like I think something's happening to him, like I think he's dying. It's not funny, but like just wait. So he's holding him and then this like neighbor comes out and they're like, oh, what a cute dog. Mind you, he's like in my dad's arms, my dad's holding him, he starts shitting himself, like he's releasing his bowels like he's dying. So there's like black tar shit going down my dad's shirt and my dad's making conversation, but it's like, oh yeah, he's about like probably like six, like he's shitting himself on my dad, but my dad just doesn't have it in him to be rude. And the guy's like, oh yeah, and then they're watching him shit himself on my dad, and my dad's like, yeah, you know, like, yeah, he's a good boy, you know. And my mom's like, hurry up, like what, my mom
is, how is no one like
my mom comes, she's like, we need to go. I'm so sorry, but we need to go. So they take him back, he's, I swear to god, like he's gone, like he's like, right? And then my mom fills up his little pool and like puts ice and shit in there, and she puts him in there. She starts like fucking like trying to do like CPR on him, and he's like a roach. You know what I'm saying?
I'm screaming.
And then my mom calls my sister because it was her dog. Screaming. And she goes, I think your dog might die today, but I'll keep you up to it. And when my mom told me the story, I go, why would you tell her like that? She goes, I just wanted to let her know. And so my mom was like doing CPR on him and he comes to life, like he comes back to life. And then he shit himself all night, like he was just like overheated or whatever. But like my mom's like, I saved his life, and he lived for like 6 more years after that.
Oh cute.
But I genuinely think it's like on some Game of Thrones shit, you know how like Jon Snow died and like didn't come back the same.
It's just the way that you really made me feel like he died.
He did.
Like I was just like Marley and me,
I'm telling you. No, he flatlined. I swear to god, screaming. He wasn't bring, and my mom like was like clear, screaming. You know what I mean? Like at home in a kiddie pool, and then he was alive for like 6 more years. But like I feel like it's just so, it kills me telling stories to people, like when I know, like when you start to sense it's not gonna hit.
Oh my, I hate it.
My dead dog story is one of those, like it doesn't, you could tell. I had another I have another dead dog story, but like, okay,
how many,
well,
dogs do you have?
Or is this, I've had countless dogs die, like so many. And I say that with all the love in the world. Like my family just loves animals, but like They do be dying.
And we cannot.
They be dying. You know what I mean? What do you mean? I've seen your stories where you talk.
Hates animals except my uncle.
Oh, is that the one that has all the animals? Yeah, yeah. Okay, because I was gonna say
everyone hates animals in my family.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Like my aunt dropped her baby because a cat jumped on her. She fully, literally was just like, she was like nursing. She was like, oh.
She's like, listen. She's like,
no, fuck that.
Every man for themselves. No, you're fine.
And she jumped on him by accident, I think.
My other dead dog stories are I had a pair of schnauzers as family dogs.
The way I need to look, like a dick.
They're the dogs. Have you seen Lady and the Tramp?
Okay.
You know the little dog, the little black dog that buries his bones? He always hides them. He's like the smart one. He has a mustache.
Yes.
That's a schnauzer.
Okay, okay, cute.
Look at me giving you a picture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I had...
Mustache would be sold out.
I had two of those, one girl, one boy. They were like besties. The girl, she died of natural causes. Like she had like, well, not natural. She had cancer, but like she like got sick and then she had to be put down, right? But then my other dog, the male dog, it's not funny, but like it's kind of funny.
I don't know how to react.
At this point, that dog was like almost fully blind and deaf. Like you literally had to like stand in front of him for him to see you, like 2 inches from his face. And so like he literally, like we always theorized that he died of a broken heart. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. But then some of my family members think that he was pushed into the pool by my other dog because they always had beef.
Yo.
That's so we have conspiracies going in my family, but he drowned in my pool. And like he lived at my house for like 12 years and never once drowned. Never even swam. Sinister? No. Wait, yeah, I have. I think I have.
Honestly, there might be a ghost in the camera.
That's what I and it was probably the ghost that came back with my bulldog when he died because he was still alive at that point.
My God.
Yeah, and so my sister thinks that he was pushed in the pool by the bulldog. Yes, we do. We have 2 new dogs. They're both great.
It took you a second.
I was literally thinking, I'm like, because we've had so many dogs. We've had so many dogs over the years. But anyways, yeah, that dog, that story doesn't hit either with everybody about my dog drowning.
Yeah, honestly, there's like a genre of stories that just don't hit with like serious people.
With like
white people too. they just like take everything so serious.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if we don't laugh, we'll cry. So we might as well laugh.
Like, okay. I don't know. Wait, tell me if I'm allowed to say this.
Okay.
But like, there was this like terrorist attack. But like I thought it was a terrorist attack. It wasn't, so I feel like it's fine to say.
Okay.
But it was like a riot, but they wanted it to be like that. I was in Turkey. It was my first time.
Okay.
And like they were having like a little moment, like where it's like a civil, like it's like, I don't know, they were having like a moment, I don't know, it was like a little,
something was happening.
What is it called? It's not a riot, a protest.
Okay.
It's a protest. Okay, so they were having a protest. We're in this like outdoor mall, think Grove, and me and my mom were walking down the street, like whatever, we're about to go into this mall, and then we see like people on horses like riding through, like in the middle of the people, like imagine like on the Grove, like someone just on a horse like running through.
Okay.
And we saw that and we were like, oh, maybe it's like, you know, like maybe it's like vibes, like maybe it's like they're having like medieval show type thing, like we didn't think anything of it. Next thing you know, like they're going closer, and then tear gas bombs like everywhere, and they're throwing it around, and my mom was just like, she was just like, okay, I know what's going on, we're going inside. And I was like, oh my God, what's going on? So we run inside, we go into like the mall. Okay. I was like, mom, can we hide in the Zara? She's like, no, it's right next to the front. And I was like, okay, we go to the back, we're hiding. Turns out it wasn't deep. It was this whole thing where like people were just like, I don't know, just like pranking people or something or whatever. Like it was literally,
you got so pranked.
Actually,
you got so pranked.
Like, they had like a bunch of, what are they called? Those little like things that you throw on the floor and it pops.
Oh, like, oh, they're like fireworks almost. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have those, but way bigger, and they kept throwing it on the floor. So my leg hair got burnt. Those were my, you know, war wounds, no big deal. But like,
as a prank?
No, literally. But like, we go inside and we're like, at this point, like, we're fully like freaking out. I have asthma, so I was like beginning to have an asthma attack. I'm freaking out. We're in the back. My mom is like looking at me and she was just like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. She checks the news. She's like, she's like, never mind. And then she's like, yeah, we can leave. Like,
she starts like, telling you, she starts telling you you're being dramatic. No,
literally. And we're all like in a corner in the mall, like in like a safety hazard area, whatever. And now that everyone's like leaving, now I'm like finally calming down. My mom trips. And it's like, you know, those like, you know, like the ramps.
Yeah.
She like fell and tripped and kept rolling through everyone that was trying to leave, made everyone fall fell under everyone, and everyone just kept falling like dominoes. And it was all the way to the front of the mall. And I was just like, no way, no way, no way. And I start die laughing, but then asthma because I'm die laughing. So my mom was just like, I don't know what to do. Just like, literally, just, it was just such a mess.
And you then just leaving your mom? You're like, how embarrassing.
I was just going to say, there was an exit right behind us the whole time that we were in that lot. I opened the door, and gas is out, no asthma, everything's chill. We come out. Horse hits me. I fall.
Like run over by a horse?
Like literally, it was like grazed me, hits my shoulder. I fall on the floor. My mom looks at me. She's like, huh. I was like, literally, like, what? But like, it was like a whole ordeal. Whenever I told this story in the Middle East, everyone's dying because like everyone's like, yeah. Not literally, obviously, but like
everyone's like, laughing.
Yeah, and everyone's like used to it because like we have like stupid stories like that where it's like people are using fireworks, but it's like
whatever. Where you get shoulder checked by a horse.
I told this story here and like. Okay, honestly, I should have read the room. It wasn't a sorority. My bad. But like,
Ivy, that's on me.
That was on me.
That's on me.
They all like looked at me and they were just like, "Are you okay? are you safe?"
They're like, "I have like, a number of a therapist, go,
but it's dangerous there. I'm scared. Are you safe?" Like, I hate those people.
That's you're being dramatic.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, whenever I tell those people like the stories about the Middle East,
they
like,
don't hit.
So blue and ocean and pretty, and, like. Never heard a gunshot till I came here. Like,
which is probably true to an extent.
No, it is true.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, speaking of falling, right? I have a story about when I fell once, but like I was in college and I went to the airport with my friends to pick up my friend's mom. I don't know why we went in a group. Like there was like six of us. Why did we do that? I don't know. Right. So we go to this and, you know, they have these like buses that take you to like rental car places. So they like take you. So for those like
the shuttles.
Yeah. So I'm in Hawaii at the time. And like the way that they ghost ride those buses, like they whip them, like they drive like 90 out the airport. I didn't know that at the time. Do I wish I did? Yeah. So I'm standing on the bus. Like, we get in the Alamo bus. I swear to God, the doors just closed. Like, they just closed. I'm about to grab the pole to, like, hold on. Too late. He drives 90, like, takes off and turns. I literally shoot back like a stuntman. Hands, feet in a pike like a cheerleader. I'm literally shooting back, and then I'm falling for God knows how long. I think I fell for like 8 minutes. Not one bitch stopped me. Not one person. I felt everyone's moving their bags. They're like, as I'm falling down the length of this bus, the thing that stopped me was I literally slammed into the driver's like little leg station. That's what stopped my fall. Like I slammed into it so hard I like hit my head really hard. And then everyone watched me fall. Not one person was like, oh my God, like to try and get like, I don't know, help me, I guess is the word I'm looking for.
Like, okay.
Like the way people desert you when you fall.
I was just like my friend fell on a bike
yeah.
And like split open her knee, and we were in the UK. And I've never seen something like this, like fully bleeding, like actually open.
Uh-huh.
Like in front of the like a little river where literally hundreds of thousands is a bit dramatic.
Yeah.
Thousands of people probably walk there every single day. And just bleeding like openly, I'm freaking out. I'm like, okay, I have a problem with blood. I do start to throw up a little bit. Like
just a little.
So it's just like like holding pressure. But also,
so
like,
you're being like really unhelpful.
Like no, I was the pressure on the entire time in my defense. Okay,
as but you're like, gagging.
Yeah, but I was just doing it while almost throwing up. And like the way everyone walked past, not a single person said anything. The only person that stopped was a drunk guy, and he was like, "Oi, do you want to be this?" And I was like, "No, like go away. Like what do you mean? Like no one helps at all. Like people just ignore."
I know.
It would be a spectacle.
I would
like,
literally
you fall. It's a crowd. There's a doctor. Like, drama. Like for no reason.
Here they're like, "Can you get the hell out of my way?"
They're like, "I'm walking.
You're slowing down the traffic."
I got Starbucks. Like what are you doing? Like,
literally, my friend's mom helped me up. Not even my own friends. She helped me up, and she goes, "Good thing you're young, because I would have fell a long time ago." And I was like, well, why didn't you stop me, Lisa?
I'm not her getting called out.
Just kidding. Her name wasn't Lisa, but she was a white lady.
I'm screaming. I was like, poor Lisa.
I'm like me calling her out.
Scream.
Okay, so we're going to move on to this next video, since we love to tell stories, right? You're insecure.
Yeah, I think you got it f***ed up, sweetheart. It's not that we're insecure. It's just that we prefer women. That half the world doesn't know what your body looks like.
What?
Cool guy alert. Guys, cool guy alert. Damn, you look so cool, brother. Sick glasses and chains. First off, let me say this. Any man who spends 2.5 minutes talking about how not insecure they are, respectfully, I don't believe you, bitch. But more importantly, I will never, ever, ever, ever understand why men do this shit where they create hypothetical situations in their head. They're like, if that were me, listen, if you were my girl, she's not. And she never will be, bitch. Even on your best day, in your Sunday best, if you had 3 wishes from a genie, ho, she would never be yours. So I'ma end with this. Mind the business that pays you. Maybe lower your standard of what you think you look like. And last but more importantly, bick your whole head. Just Captain Picard the shit, you feel me? Cause that hairline, peace and love, she's gone. Bye!
That's the bye is so iconic.
The bye is so iconic.
Yeah, that's one of those things I've said before, like well before I like blew up. How sometimes men will create like fake scenarios
all the time
when they're like, you know, when they do those like skits and they wear the like towel on their head
screaming
and they're like at the bar, I want a man who's gonna do this. I'm like, you're just like cosplaying getting rejected. that's weird. You sit around fantasizing about that.
I think it's just weird that like it's like I feel like they've never tried, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like there was never an attempt, or maybe there was at high school or like in high school or whatever.
Yeah,
but like it's just like, I don't know, it's lame. Like,
well, the skits they come up with, that never happened.
It never happens. That it's never embarrassing and it's also like poorly executed.
Yes. Like, my opinion. Like, yeah, it's like
it's never funny.
Yeah,
and comments, it's like you see like lots of likes, like lots of comments.
Yeah,
go through them, all 12-year-olds, so it's like,
and they're all like, yeah, they do be doing that.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, a 12-year-old, it's like you've like, never have you, been to a bar.
Yeah, have you seen those ones where they talk about like it's like supposed to be like going on a date with a woman nowadays? And it's
wait,
like
what?
It's like a dude doing the same thing. It's like the cosplaying where he's playing the woman and the man.
Oh god.
And then he's like, "Hey, what's up? What's your name?" And then she's like, "What's your sign? I don't date those." Yeah, no, unless you make this much money a year. I'm like, that has never happened.
Like,
you know when they bring up signs like once, like if you go on a date with someone.
And it's honestly not that serious unless they're very deep into
it. Yeah, and even then, like if you don't want to know, they're not going to tell you. So they're just like, yeah, oh yeah, like I know a lot about Aries men. And then they're like, yeah, that's all that happened. And
it's
then
not deep.
It's like the most elaborate way of like shirking blame. So they're like, it's not because of me. It's like, because you're insane.
Screaming.
Yeah.
It's just like, doesn't make sense. Like, I don't know. Like, it's like, they're boring. I don't know why. Like, it's like when I go on these, like, it's like, I don't know, the podcast people, those people irk me. Cause I'm just,
yeah.
Like, every time I see them, like, do you not see how cringe you are? Like, actually, like, also, like,
methinks no.
Like, actually, I always wonder, like, who's dating these people? Because, like, who is sitting next to that person after what they just said?
Literally.
And, like, if you think that you have someone that's good, like, come on. Like, they're there for something else. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
Like, you're obviously an asshole. Like, she's not there for you. Like,
well, and 9 times out of 10, they don't even have that.
Yeah. And I,
when they're like, well, see, like, men like us. Who's us? Like, when they want to talk, about being a shitty rich dude, I'm like, you don't have shitty rich dude money. So, like, you can't, like, work at Dairy Queen and also act like that. There's no way. You got to pick one. You can't do both. You simply cannot have both.
They're just cringe. I'm just like, also, like, how many more scenarios do we need for you to prove the exact same point over and over
again? Over and over and over again?
Like,
I mean,
it gets old.
I always think, like, at what point do you look in the mirror and be like, maybe it's me?
Yeah, and also, like, where are all the girls? Like, does your mother hate you? Like, I... Does your sister hate you? Like, what's going
just
on?
Just like, every single bitch you come across is repulsed by you, what are the odds they're all wrong?
Screaming.
Like, what are the odds? Like, you've met hundreds of thousands of girls and every single one of them wants to jump in front of a moving train when they meet you. What are the odds they're all wrong? But he's like, all these women are just wrong. They're wrong about me.
I'm just like so confused. Like, how does he not realize, like, oh my god, like, I don't have a single friend that is a girl. Not even my mom. Like, damn. Like, it's like, how does that not happen?
Not even my mom.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
She hates me too.
No, they all look
bummer.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, maybe it's like something with baldness and mom love. I don't know.
I've said before, like, because sometimes people get really upset about the balding jokes. And I'm like, well, people who are not terrible don't get offended by those jokes because I'm only talking to that person. But at the same time,
also, someone that's like low-key balding, you're funny.
That's why I said everyone who's balding is not a terrible person, but every terrible person is balding.
Period.
See what I mean? Those Venn diagrams are different. That's what I'm saying.
Honestly, even the girls, like, they're...
Yeah, same thing. Same thing. That's why I said sometimes. It's like sometimes it's happening to them, too.
I just honestly don't get it because it's like how many... first of all, how does the content go off? Because, like,
yeah,
it's always repetitive. It's always, like, been done before. Like,
yeah.
The skits kill me because it's the same audio, same text, same everything.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, people being, like...
and it's, like...
like, and I'm just like, why are you doing all that? Or like, even like when they're, I really can't.
That's what I said. Just say you're not funny and you don't have a personality outside of like hating women. Like that's like where it stops.
And it's like, I don't know. Like, how do you expect it? Like, I don't know. How do you expect to literally move on in life without literally half of the world?
Yeah, I got tagged.
Like, how do you want to alienate half of the world? Literally.
And the one you want the most.
Like literally.
Those are the people you want the most. Like. I got tagged in this one video where this girl was like talking to some dude and she was like telling him like, oh, say it again or something, whatever what you just told me. And he had said like that he doesn't think women are funny like at all. And I was like, boring, right? So boring. Like, it's so basic. And then she tagged me in it and was like, what do you think about this? And I always tell people this. If I can't see them, I can't roast them. Like, you can't, like, because they'll record voices.
Okay.
And they want me to make fun of them. And I'm like, I can't unless I see them. I got to see the mug. I got to see the build. I got to see something so I can, like, reference it. But I literally commented on it. And I was like, ask him what he finds to be genuinely funny.
I'm screwed.
And if it's not a fat joke, I'll eat my hat. I'll literally eat it whole. I'll swallow it whole and I'll eat everybody's hats. Like,
honestly,
men like that are literally, like, they'll tell one fat joke. And they'll be like, should I quit my job? I feel like maybe I heard that Pete Davidson is leaving SNL and I think that's a spot for me.
Screaming.
I think it's opened up.
It's like the fat jokes kill me because I'm like I used to get those like all the time. Even
really
like, all the time because I used to be 380 pounds.
So it was oh my a gosh. Yeah.
But I used to get them all the time and I used to just be like it's literally not offensive. Like I don't know how to
being called fat is not
I'm literally
offensive.
Like I own a mirror, I promise. Like girl, I know. Like there's no reason.
It's a very neutral term to me, so it doesn't bother me.
I'm just like, it's not deep. Like, it's like, I was like, I don't know. It's just never made a difference. So I'm like, whenever I see the fat jokes online, they kill. I don't know why, like, TikTok.
They're so lame.
Like, some people, like, that are bigger, they'll do a dance and kill it.
Yeah.
Like, actually do it really well.
Yeah.
And then, like, all the comments are horrible about it.
Yeah.
It's not funny.
Yeah.
They're all repetitive. And it's the exact same thing. It's like, bro, we all know.
Well, like you think they don't know? Like you think we don't? You think everyone in the universe is like completely unaware of what they look like? Is
like it doesn't need to be like? Why is it so deep for you? Like why are you so like
triggered by it?
Yeah, like why are you so like?
That's why I said I make videos about fat phobia all the time, and I've literally said there's a really thin line between love and hate, and if you talk about fat people all the time,
it's weird.
I think you love them. I think you love them. I think you're projecting because you love them and they'll never love you.
I don't know, like...
Well, and even then,
I don't know if you've ever noticed, like, fat people that lose weight and get skinny and then start hating fat people.
Yeah, like...
I hate the... Oh, my God. That's, like, the epitome of I hate you.
Well...
And the meninist vibes.
You're all in the same boat.
I can't, like...
Well, and they're like, I did it. Okay.
I'm like...
And? Well, and you know what's funny is, like... Okay, you want to call people fat? Like you're ugly, so like
right?
That's worse.
Like, and you can't,
babe,
pop, and you're not funny.
Like you are fighting your own genetics. Like that sucks for you. Like I can't even imagine. I'd be mad too if I woke up and I looked like that. Like that'd be a bummer. And that's why I said sometimes I feel bad for them because like I think they've never seen their reflections. I think they don't own mirrors.
Honestly, I think I don't know if this is true. So someone like fact check, but like I'm pretty sure it's like you see yourself as 10 times better than you actually are. Like that's how you receive. Honestly, I think
I thought it was the opposite.
No, I think I feel like no, yeah. I'm not sure. Honestly, I think you feel like you look better than you actually are. If that makes
sense. Yeah.
But like, I feel like their meter is broken. They think they're 100% better than they actually
are. Well, so like, you'd be surprised because sometimes when I like talk to these dudes and I'm, because they call me fat and ugly all the time. Well, they call me fat the most, but they a lot of times try to call me ugly too.
Did they know that you're taller than them?
No, like, they don't believe me. They don't believe me. They think I'm like 5'2", which is screaming. Bizarre because I was 5'2" when I was 8, so... Which is concerning.
5'2" last week. Fuck you.
So like, I sometimes when you talk to them, and I'll literally tell them, I'm like, I don't think like if I was to seek counsel on the authority on good looks, I don't think I'd ask you. Like, I think you'd be the last person I'd ask, honestly. And they'll literally say, I know I'm not good looking. Then what are we talking about, babe? Like, then that's why I said last episode, I'm like, twins. Like, I guess we're both ugly then, right? That's what I was like. I guess we're both so hard on the eyes. Like
it's so annoying because it's like, why? Like, honestly, why? Like, you left everything in life to do that. Like, literally, why? Like, don't you have bills to pay? Like, a job?
Clearly
a
not.
A video game to play? Like, pick your nose. Like, find something.
I don't know, man. Sometimes that's why I'm like, they'll be like, I know I'm not good looking. Okay, like, cool. Okay, and congratulations. Like, that's, I'm okay. Like, oh, that's great. I'm glad we're on the same page.
No, they kill me. It's just they're honestly boring. Like, that's what kills me. It's that you're boring more than anything. If you were funny while doing it, maybe I'll be like, dang, like, it's messed up that you thought that was funny. Like,
yeah, I sometimes see stuff like that. Sometimes I see stuff like that, and I'm like, nah, that was kind of. Like, you had the opportunity, but you didn't execute properly. And sometimes they'll say the same thing about funny. Like, I don't know. I know you said you don't really get hate at all, which, like, must be nice. But, like, I don't know if you ever get people saying you're not funny.
Oh, I'll get that. But I literally reply to him, like, I've never said that I was.
So, like.
Thanks for pointing it
cool,
out.
Cool. Thanks. Yeah, thanks. Sometimes they'll ask me that. They'll say, like, this bitch isn't even funny. Whatever. Right? And I'm always like, and this is coming from. You know what I mean? Like, someone with 15 followers, no, for sure.
Like,
for sure, for sure. And then I think all the time, because sometimes men get really mad that I have a platform, and they're like, I don't even know why you picked. Like, one dude made a video about me once and said, like, they picked the ugliest bitch he's ever seen in his entire life. Which, can you imagine saying that so boldly?
Wait, he's talking about you?
Yeah, he said I was the ugliest bitch he's ever seen. Okay. But then I was like, really? Like, I was thinking, damn, like, you must be hanging out with Bella Hadid if that's the case. I mean, like, geez Louise, man. That must be the only face you see constantly. You know what I mean? Like, you must be surrounded by Hadids and Hadids alone.
Like, there's no way.
There's
like,
no way.
The Kardashians are not involved.
No, it's like, just the Hadids. Like, it's just them. Bella. Yeah, Bella and Gigi. And Gigi's baby, like the three of them. Those are the only three people you've ever seen in your life. But he said that about me. And he was like, I don't know why you guys picked this girl. And I was like, they didn't pick me because I'm the hottest. They picked me because I'm the meanest. That's why they picked me. They bestowed that honor on me.
Too. Like, it's like,
I think so.
When someone calls you unfunny, it's like you're stupid. You yeah. are maybe not, maybe you don't have the same humor, but you're actually dumb. Like,
that's what I think. Not true. I think that too. I'm like, yeah. Humor and beauty are both subjective. So it really just depends.
Also objective to a degree, I feel.
That's true.
Like, you can
that's
just
true.
Kind of be like, oh, like, they're cute, but not my vibe.
Yeah.
Like, same thing. Like, they're funny, but not my humor.
That's true. Yeah. And it's also like, if the only people who say that, like, find, like, racism funny. So, like, I'm okay if you don't find me funny. Like, that's
literally,
cool with me.
I'm scared.
That's all right with me. I really don't want you in my house. So, like, get out. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I'm like, then tell me a joke.
I'm screaming.
I want you to tell me a joke that you find genuinely funny.
For me, like, I'm just like, that's the comment that I'll get a lot is either, like, oh, my God, you fake laugh.
Yeah, same.
I'm
yeah,
like,
same.
Ugh, like, guys, you don't understand. I cut out the laughing. Like, I actually go in and edit and cut out the laughing.
Me too.
The ones that I can't get out.
Same.
So I'm like, I promise no. But like, there's that. And then there's the like, oh, it's not funny. I'm like,
okay.
It's honestly fine. Like, I never.
You know what I'm going to do? Delete my whole account now that I read that.
I'm
just, never going to create again.
I said it's a story time. I never promise funny. It could be scary. You don't know that. Like, I never said
But, like,
that.
Hang around and let's find out yeah, together. Like, I think, yeah, the it's not funny. I get that. The fake laughing. Like, why do you laugh so often? Like, after everything. And one time I made a video saying, like, I'm funny. I find myself hilarious. So that's why I'm laughing. I'm like, maybe you can't relate. I feel like maybe you don't laugh very often at yourself. Like, people are laughing more so at you than they are with you.
I
can't relate, babe.
Like, I love my own jokes. I'm not gonna lie.
Me too.
I laugh at my own jokes all the time. Like, just like watching TV commentary, I will make myself laugh.
I just thought of a joke. Oh, me too. I love doing commentary. Oh my God. My sister and I talk during movies all the time.
Me too.
And shows.
I hate people stay silent in movies. Me too. I'm like, I don't know what you're thinking.
And also, my mom refuses to sit next to us because we talk too much in the movies. And she like needs to focus. My boyfriend just got used to it. Like me talking the whole time. I'm like, did you hear me? Did you hear what I said? And he's like, yes, I heard you. I'm trying to watch. I'm like, all right, whatever.
I will repeat the joke.
Yeah. I will repeat the joke like, if you don't acknowledge it.
I will repeat it. It's honestly fine. Like
one time someone commented on one of my videos. This is like, to this day, this makes me laugh. But like they wrote, what the hell is an uggo? Because I call people uggos. Screaming. So they said, what the f- is an uggo? That's what they wrote. And then I wrote back, go look in the mirror. I laughed for an hour, dude. I was laughing so hard, bro. I was literally laughing so hard I started crying. And I was showing my boyfriend and he was like, he laughed, but like not as long, hard as I did. But I was like, because you just got so got, bro. Like,
so
I just said, go look in the mirror.
Screaming.
And then he just blocked me like immediately. He didn't even want to talk to me after that. I'm and I was like, screaming. Shit like that makes me laugh so hard. Like Joe Mama jokes.
I was going to say,
these nuts jokes.
Whenever anyone says anything annoying, I just reply, your mom. But because I think it hits better. Like, yeah. Your mom. You know what I mean? Like, it hits better. Like, your mom. Like, it's just, it hits better. I don't know. So I love to just throw that in there.
I know. I one time did like, I had a video that went viral and then defending somebody. And then he like, the dude that I ripped up, he like made like 15 videos about me, was trying to like mobilize the gym community against me. Like he literally lost his marbles. And so like I made a one response video and I was like, typically I don't revisit the grave sides of my roast, but like this dude made a lot of accusations, so I'm gonna like address them all in one video.
Okay.
So I did the whole thing. It was relatively serious to an extent. I still made jokes here and there, but like it was pretty serious. And then at the end I was like, you said you're all about spreading love, right? And I showed all these death threats that his followers were sending me. And I was like, so obviously you're not about spreading love, right? And I said, but you know what you can spread? These nuts.
I'm dead.
And that's how I ended the video. And someone wrote on my video, they said, you can say what you want about her, but you're lying if you said that last part didn't make you laugh. Like, you're lying if that last part didn't make you laugh.
I remember that video. I think that's one of the videos that made me.
And someone wrote underneath it, they said, gets me every time. Like, a D's nuts joke. Like, it hits every time. It's so funny.
And it's funnier when it's someone that you don't expect. Like, if it's like a feminist type video.
Yeah.
Like, a D's nuts, like, it's like, oh, I saw
that's not funny. Yeah.
But you saying it, that's like, oh, plot twist. Yeah.
Like a Joe Mama joke.
I'm screaming.
I try to get people with those all the time. I go, I think they think you're related to Joe. And then they go, I said that I got my boyfriend so good one time. We were talking about something random and I was with my sister and I was like, he's like, yeah, I think they were talking about our families. I was like, no, I think they think you're Joe's son. And he's like, who's Joe? And then I was like, because I couldn't believe I got him, dude.
The way your eyes lit up.
Yeah, I was like, I got him so good, bro. I said Joe Mama, and then like we all laughed so hard, and he was like, all right. I was like, that was like 3 years ago, and I still bring it up to this day.
I'm screaming.
Counting down the days till I get him again.
I honestly, I love doing like, what are they called? The puns. I love an annoying pun.
Yeah,
like,
same. I love,
the
a
more
dad joke.
It is, the yeah. funnier it is to me.
Oh, you know what I love? I love to do things like dad jokes, kind of, where they're like, you know when you pull up to a place and like you're about to park and someone pulls out of a spot like right in front and then you go, oh, they knew we were coming. I say shit like that all the time. Or like when you go and put your name in a restaurant and then a bunch of people come in after you, you're like, we came just in time. Or like you eat your whole meal and then the waiter comes and they're like, how did we did you guys enjoy it? And they're like, no, I hated it. Because like all your food's gone. Yeah. Like, see,
I know it's your show, but go.
It's like, oh, I hated every bit of it. Like I say shit like that all the time because
I honestly love it.
It makes me laugh because I'm. If you unzipped my face, I'd be like a 90-year-old white dude. I'm convinced. I'm convinced. What's the name of the British white dude that does the nature stuff? David Attenborough.
That's never mind.
Not him. He's not inside me. No. No. I rebuke that name. No, I was talking about David Attenborough.
I thought you were making fun of someone.
I was talking about Paul Hollywood, so that's who I was talking about.
I'm crying.
All right, I think that's gonna do it for our episode today. I want to say
way I'm crying
a very special thank you to Adib for being here. I adore you. You're so funny.
I love me too. Thank you so much.
Ryan, I love you. You love you.
I'm screaming. I am a Leo, so.
Oh, love that for us.
I hate that, but it's honestly fine.
Do you really?
I'm a Leo, the Cancer moon. I feel like it's.
Me too.
No way.
I'm a Cancer moon.
Okay.
I'm a Virgo sun, though. What's your rising?
I like Virgos. I'm a Gemini.
Ooh. That's why you're so chaotic.
I'm screaming.
That's why you're so chaotic. You live life on the edge. I describe like, well, no. Not Geminis. I was thinking Aries. Never mind. My joke would be so funny if you were an Aries, but
I'm done.
You're not, so never mind. But I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I adore you. Fun.
I'm so happy I met you.
Me too. Like, you're actually the sweetest. Where can everybody find you?
On everything at the, I don't know.
Easy peasy.
No, literally. Just A-D-E-I. No, I'm kidding.
You can spell it for them. It'll see it on the screen. But
yeah, I feel like it's fine.
Okay.
You don't need to find. Honestly, block me if you find it. Don't worry about it.
And thank you all for joining us today on this episode of the Comment Section Show. If you want to catch full-length episodes, you can subscribe to the Past Your Bedtime YouTube channel. They drop every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And for those of you who want to stream the Comment Section, they're available on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, wherever. Come find me, bitch. You know where to find me. And I want to thank Adib once again for joining us.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week. Bye.